This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Back goes Mahomes. He's rushing. He's looking. It's intercepted. It's intercepted. Running with the football to the 25. Down the far side is DeGene. And DeGene is in for a touchdown.
Happy birthday, Cooper DeGene.
Yeah. 1 o'clock hour. We are back. Rob Ellis, Al Morgani. We are in for Joe Giglio and Hugh Douglas. Those guys will be back tomorrow. It is President's Day. Hope you're enjoying your day, whether it is at home, chilling out, or you're at work, whatever the case may be. We're happy to be with you. Yeah, that was a pretty good 22nd birthday, Al.
Not bad.
You could do a lot worse than Cooper DeGene did there. That's for sure. So we've been kicking around Eagles naturally, still sort of basking in the 8 days since they won the Super Bowl, throwing the question out there. If you take Saquon out of it, Saquon, who had just the ultimate impact as a free agent, what was the best move of the offseason? And you know, you could branch this out. You could go the obvious with a Zach Bond or Mekhi Becton or, you know, some of the other players here, but you could take it to the coaches. You could take it to Fangio or Kellen Moore, who's now the Saints coach, or the guys that they drafted, Cooper DeGene, Quinyon Mitchell, certainly, any of those. And we had somebody saying, you know, keeping Sirianni. That was a very interesting thing, Al. Ultimately, the Eagles made the decision to bring him back. And under certain parameters, where you kind of take a step back a little bit and be more of the CEO.
It looked like they clawed him a little bit.
Right. And, you know, to his credit, and I know some people will counter that and say, well, if he says no, he's going to be fired. Yeah, probably. But to his credit, I thought he handled it. He obviously handled it very well, and I think made the most of it. And I think that there's not enough emphasis put on the connection part, the other things that you can do, practice harder, or, you know, taking certain approaches where you're in special teams meetings or whatever. I don't think there's enough emphasis put on that. People really want just this guy's drawing things up and he's X-ing and O-ing and all that. Sometimes that stuff is as critical, if not more, than anything else with Nick Sirianni.
Yeah, as long as you have the guys that can do it,
right,
and you let them do it.
Which they did.
But, I mean, the argument before was if the Eagles fire him, he won't get a job. Well, now he's going to get a contract that God knows how much it's going to be after this.
Well, he was in, reportedly, like the bottom 10 or bottom
five.
Well,
now, after, you know, 2 Super Bowls, and it's going to be a monster.
And to his credit, you never heard a peep about it.
No.
You know, even throughout the season. But yeah. I think he will be taken care of, Al. They're going to break him off, as they say.
Yeah, he'll get a big number.
Yeah, no question.
And he deserved it.
All right, we've been playing for you the night before speeches that the Eagles Unscripted released, and they've been excellent. We played Jalen, we played Zach Bond, Saquon, et cetera. Lane Johnson. Lane Johnson's a guy, one of the few players, you know, Brandon Graham, Rick Lovato, and Jake Elliott. I think that's the only guys who were carryovers, just crazy, carryovers from that team that won it in 2018 against the Patriots. but certainly playing at an incredibly high level still. I think he cemented himself as a Hall of Famer.
Yep, absolutely.
Lane Johnson. Here's what he had to say before the game last Saturday.
Yeah, you know, we were here a couple years ago. I felt like we were a little bit over-emotional. I think the thing we need to focus on offensively is they're a finesse team. They're going to try to junk up and come our points because man-for-man, they're not going to let us just tee off on them because they will get f***ed up. And they're going to get fucked up tomorrow. So just remember them f***ing shirts they had on their parade a few years ago. Keep that in mind as y'all keep f***ing annihilating his ass tomorrow.
Oh, man. That's awesome. This is the first time I heard that one. Man, Lane was not playing around. A lot of bleeping annihilating going on there, Al. That was inspirational. But yeah, he was. Lane is that guy. He is that no nonsense guy. I was looking at thinking about the speeches, right? And everything was going to pale in comparison to Kelsey,
yeah,
right?
Nothing.
And I didn't think, a lot of people thought it was going to be Jalen lets his hair down or even BG. And BG's a beloved guy. Mm-hmm. However, I don't know that he's that, like, sort of going to go crazy guy. I thought Nick was going to be a lot more boisterous than he was. He was very subdued, Nick Sirianni.
I think they were exhausted.
could be.
And I think Sirianni probably heard all the noise, too. It was probably like, all right, settle down. I'm just going to be chill.
I think it actually had every right tone. I do.
I think probably they had a sedative when the mayor spoke, so kind of...
Oh, man. That was painful. Like, I pray she does a great job for the city.
I think she's doing a good job, yeah.
I do, too. But it was like... Please, you're not helping yourself.
We're not here for you.
You're not helping anybody else. I mean, and then just the cat calls of wrap it up, you know, from the background.
Yeah.
Not good.
Nobody's going to see who's opening for the Stones.
Correct. Yeah, correct. Let's go to Tom in Middletown. Tom, you're on with Al and Rob. Hey, Tom.
Hey, what's guys?
How are you?
How you doing?
Good. Thank you.
Listen, Al.
Yo.
Rob.
Yo.
I want to talk about the one thing that really caught my attention this weekend. Okay, because I can't find any sports now that's going to supplement the loss of football.
Yep.
That USA-Canada game, when they broke out into fights within the first, 9 seconds?
3 in the first 9 seconds.
Dude, that is amazing. I loved it. I loved it. Now, you got to understand, I grew up in... You know, the 1970s Flyers. So I was a Broad Street boy. Mm-hmm. So that was beautiful. I to see that excitement, and I know it was choreographed because there's no way, because those referees were letting haymakers fly.
Not much you can do.
Yeah, I mean, it had everything you wanted, right? It had... patriotism involved, nationalism, whatever you want to call it, with the Canadians booing the anthem. It had the fights, which is old school, which you know was beautiful for someone who enjoyed the fighting. And you had every single shift meant something. Like it was all encapsulated in one game. It was awesome.
It was unbelievable. I was so excited because I was like, I cannot watch basketball like the way they're playing it now. There's no way. And I'm like, oh, my God, what am I going to watch? And then I saw that. I'm like, yes, I was excited again about sports.
Yeah, well, you get another. Hopefully Thursday night they play Canada. I don't know what's going to happen. I think Konechny's going to be back in the lineup. I was just talking to Hunter there. And so that would make it a little more interesting in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
If he goes in the lineup.
No doubt. I mean, I think what you've already seen it. There were a lot of lineup changes for the U.S. today, which is smart. They're trying to rest certain guys. And I'm just hopeful Tkachuk can go. I think that's going to be big on Thursday.
That games are just about to start to see if Canada goes to the final.
Yeah.
And that'll be exciting. I mean, I don't like the political edge to it. I don't. They didn't need it. I understand their frustrations up there. I've become part Canadian from traveling there for so long. It's like they're really upset. Oh, and it's not just the tariffs.
Al, I have been listening to you for maybe 25 plus years.
Yep.
You are so low-keyed and so like yo, you're mellow,
boring,
and all that.
AKA
not boring at all.
You're a dope.
You've got crazy insights on stuff, but you don't play it out. Like,
Al plays dumb, but he's the smartest guy in the room. That's what I'll tell you.
I have crazy opinions, but sometimes.
Thanks, Tom.
There's somebody I want to impeach.
Who?
Okay.
And he cannot own the Washington Redskins.
The Commanders, yeah.
Josh Harris.
Guess what? I can't confirm. Okay, I'll call them the Commanders. Okay.
All right. So you want Josh Harris?
Josh Harris.
Yep. I want Josh Harris out of Philadelphia. I don't want him to own the Sixers anymore.
Okay. Well, you got to.
All right, Tom. Thanks.
They got their building, so they ain't going anywhere.
No, they got what they wanted. Like you said, their biggest win of the season.
That's a big win,
hands down.
It's a huge win for them.
It worked out for them. They played the long game.
Oh, they played people.
Oh, they did.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
They played the long game. People think when you like cover hockey, it's hard to watch basketball a lot because you're just working all the time. So I talk to basketball people down the Jimmy line. I'm all, yeah. I have crazy ideas. I'm like, listen, I'm going to fix that league. Okay.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make, instead of going the way their silver wanted, the 10 minutes, I said, I'm going to go to 15 and you're going to have 60 minute games like every other sport. And you're going to change on the fly. And the 60 minutes is going to make you use your bench. And there's going to be no timeouts at the end of games. Fixed.
Wow. Okay. Commissioner Morgani.
Would that game not be better?
I'd like to see it. I'd be entertained.
So explain to me why you can't play 15 instead. Like, have you ever seen a sport that, I don't know why you wouldn't want to use your bench. Like, these players are so good. I mean, it's crazy to me that you depend on like so few players.
His justification, first of all, it was the whole thing was patently absurd. It was a distraction ploy, in my opinion, away from the real issue. But he was claiming, well, college basketball only plays two 20-minute halves, and the international, and he was referencing all this other
stuff. But you're not.
It's like all you're trying to do is give these guys less work for more pay.
That's the
only
message
you're trying to do.
So I'm like, okay, I'm going to go the other way.
Yeah. No, agreed. Hey, I wanted to bring this up to you just because we're kind of jumping around a little bit, but and you know him very well from from Boston and your Boston days. Sean McDonough as a broadcaster,
right?
To have the ability to go from hockey to football to baseball to basketball is almost unparalleled.
Oh, Tom McCarthy.
But Tom doesn't do hockey. I'm not saying Tom is an excellent.
Yeah, because he's from Boston.
No, listen, Tom's great at everything he does. But I'm just saying for a guy to be as seamless in four sports is incredibly rare.
It is. And it's very rare to do those basketball and hockey. It's really rare to be able to. Bill Campbell worked here. Like,
yeah, he didn't do hockey.
He did the rest. Yeah, Sean's his dad was when I was really young.
Will.
He was the first crossover guy from newspaper.
He was one of the first insiders.
He punched out a guy in the Patriots locker room once that was frightening. Oh, no, he punched out a New England Patriot player. I mean, he just leveled him.
Really?
I forget the guy, Claiborne maybe. But, I mean, I was a kid, and Will McDonough, for whatever reason, liked me. I was, like, local.
Yeah.
And he was a friend of Harry Sinden, and I'd been around the hockey scene, and like he told like the Harry, like this kid's all right. Just, you know,
watch out for him and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Stuff like that. And like his dad, Willie, once saved my life at a bar in Boston. And we'd gotten into some argument at a place called the Punter's Pub, which is a college
bar.
Is
it still there?
I don't think it is, but it was by Northeastern. And I knew I was going to get my butt kicked. And Willie, I didn't even know he was there. Picked me up by my collar and dragged me outside.
Really? And he was a little guy, right?
He was not that little. He's a townie.
Yeah.
And he was like the nicest guy. But man, was he honestly, he got in an argument with the player after a game, and he leveled him.
Can you imagine that now?
I've never seen anything like it in my life.
Man.
I have never heard of anything like it in my life.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell?
Jeez. All right. That's good to know. No, but he was like the forerunner
of a
lot of these guys now who crossed over from print to electronic.
Just a great guy.
Yep. Let's go to Anthony in Fishtown. Anthony, you're on 94 WIP.
Gentlemen, good afternoon. How are we feeling today?
What's up, Anthony?
Good, thanks.
Feeling great. If you can't be feeling great now, Anthony, that's a you problem.
But listen, I've been feeling great for at least the last, I don't know, what are we going on, over a week now?
Eight days. Yep.
Dude, so I originally experienced my first Super Bowl in Tampa, unfortunately. I was away from the city, so the first time we ever won, I was not in the city. So for this, obviously, Super Bowl, this was the first time I was ever able to witness a parade. And I'll tell you what, man, I really don't think there's many better things in life than being at that parade.
Yep.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It was some of the best atmosphere that I could ever have. I mean, you know, here in Merrill, Reese started off. That was probably just about as ideal as you could get, down to Jordan Mailata singing "We're the Champion," dude. Like just so many things. So for me to experience that as a Philly fan, and really that be my first experience.
It's the payoff, Anthony. It is. It's the payoff for all the time and money and emotion that you invest in it. It's just the ultimate way to pay it off.
Yeah, and I mean even down to Jalen Hurts' speech, dude. That was I can't even lie. This morning, I'm off from work today, dude. I loaded up YouTube and watched the player speeches again. It's just incredible.
That's cool.
And I'm just so proud of these guys. I'm so happy for this city. And it's when it comes to Philadelphia and championships, I really don't think there's anything else more that can bring together this city and more just anything that the city needs. You know?
It's the ultimate unifier. It is. It transcends everything. Race, gender, socioeconomic. It transcends all of it.
Everything.
Yep.
And you know, like I have a good friend that you know, he's born, raised West Philly, somehow is a Cowboys fan, and you know, I give him a hard time all the time, but this one, even this Super Bowl, he said to me, he's like, you know, dude, like it's a different experience when you're on the outside from Philly, everything, and then you're not able to experience that, because again, and I really don't think, as far as being a Philly fan, I don't think there's anything else better than in the entire world, man.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how, if you're, you know, a fan of another team or whatever, I get that you would not like the Eagles, but there's no way you can't tip your hat, because this was, you know, just dominance. They just took out a team that had won two straight in that kind of fashion. There's no in between who the best team in football is. There is no denying it.
Yeah, and again, I mean, I think the defense especially, like, that was, it's just incredible, man. We really got a solid group of guys that I think the city should really prepare to see for, you know, a long time coming. I think it's something to really look forward to.
Yep, well said. All right, who do you want to impeach?
Dude, Daryl Morey, man. I know it's the obvious answer, but like, what are we doing here? Like,
yeah.
what have we been doing the last 3-4 years? It's pretty
a lot of Sixers. Yep.
Especially this year, man. Last year, I mean, I probably went to 10, 15 Sixers games. Dude, this year, I have no interest in even going to one. I'm totally okay.
Yeah, Anthony, thanks. Appreciate it, man. There's a lot of Sixers fatigue out there. There is. There's a lot of disgust. There's a lot of just, I've had it. You know, did the patience, did the investment in the process, and the payoff hasn't been worth it.
Yeah, and there was a lot of delay in that, because I was thinking, like, if these guys ever get healthy, I looked at the competition in the East,
yeah.
I'm like, man, all they have to do is get hot for 2 weeks and be healthy.
Well, it's that, Al, and then there's moments like a few years back where they're in a game six and they're up at home, could have put Boston away, let them come back and win, and then they lay down in game seven. It's just moments like that it's really hard to get over and get past with this team and get behind them. It really is. Let's go to Clayton in West Philly. Clayton, you're on 94 WIP.
Hey, good afternoon, Al, Rob.
Hey,
so
Clayton.
Good to, thanks for taking the call. It's so good to hear you guys. Y'all sound really great.
Thank you.
Al, I'm relating to you talking about old guys, right?
Yeah.
You sound classy, my man, and you always have been. I align a lot of my a lot of your conversation with mine and opinions.
Yeah, well, so, old guy, that guy Will McDonough had old guy strength. I mean, picked me up by my
That's right. But you know, going from the Eagles, I've been a fan of them since I was 66. I've been a fan of them since I was like 10 years old. Mm-hmm. I've seen the hard times and I've seen the good times, and I'm loving it. The parade this past weekend was wonderful, and I got a chance to. I was down South Philly on 19th and Moore. I was supposed to go to the parade and be down there, but my aunt was going to be by herself. She's 93 years old, and she's also an Eagles fan, so I decided to sit at home with her and watch the parade from home.
Nice. Nice. You know what? You'll never regret that move, Clayton.
No, I won't. I won't. And just the joy in her face and just being with each other was really great.
That's cool.
The Phillies, I don't know what's going on with them. I'm a Philly fan. I got like five different, you know, jerseys and what have you. So I'm going to support them, even though they didn't do anything much over the offseason. So that's a little disappointing.
Go as far as saying make or break, but you're getting pretty close with this core that you need to get it done this year, or you're going to have to make some pretty drastic moves. You can't run it back again next year if this team doesn't take care of business.
Right, because they're older. I mean, they're getting older.
They
so,
are.
They're not like the Eagles, who are a bunch of young guys. And Vic Fangio, I mean, he's just great. He's just great. He took them back to old school smash mouth football and practice, right?
Well, look, he took a different approach. He knew he needed to, and the organization was on board, and man, did it pay dividends.
Yeah, and he molded the team into something that they could be proud of themselves.
Right.
So that was great.
Right, no doubt.
And Pete's.
Yep.
And Pete's, really, in closing, because I know you got other callers. The Sixers, the entire management team, or lack of management team, I'll call it, Josh Harris doesn't care about the Sixers. He just cares about the bottom line. To put Morey in charge of spending the money for these guys, he didn't do a great job. And Embiid, let me tell you, I bought a 21-game plan this year. I got like 7 games left. I'm trying to sell these tickets at least for $5.
Good
luck.
And
I got good seats. I know. I'm in section 121.
They are good seats.
I'm trying to get rid of it, believe me, but a pretzel and a water cost me $17.
I know.
And parking cost me $25. Yep. No, I'm trying to, man.
I got you.
I'm so disheartened with this team.
It's a shame. It's a shame because, and Clayton, thanks, man, because I know how much people love the Sixers. I know how much they love basketball. And this should be you're at the All-Star break right now, and you're headed into the stretch part of the season. It should be where the excitement starts to build. There's no more Eagles to take
exactly.
This is exactly when your fan base, your constituents, should be most excited.
It's what you rested up for, right?
Yeah. In fact, it's the opposite.
Yes.
You know, and that's...
it's horrible.
Something they're going to have to come to grips with, man.
It's
they got
horrible.
Problems.
They do. And I mean, like what I said, if they ever manage to sneak... Because you can never... You can never extinguish hope, even no matter how mad you get at a team.
Yeah,
get in the playoffs, and then you can convince yourself, yeah, they're three of these guys are healthy and they've rested, got a shot. It's like that. That's the big advantage sports have, because you're only watching it for hope. Like you will always have hope.
Eternal optimism.
Because just get like how crazy is it to think that they could get in somehow?
Well, here's what makes it hard. You're right. I mean, I actually am still convinced after saying all this stuff that they get in as one of the play-ins. I do think that.
Well, and
however, it's so hard to have that hope simply because these guys don't play. Like, you could sit here and convince yourself, if Embiid gets healthy, they get on a run.
I know.
And that's right, but
intellectually,
who's to believe that he's going to be able to stay healthy?
Intellectually, it's right. But as a fan, as soon as you're there, you almost have no choice.
I know.
It's like, oh yeah, just get me. Maybe they'll happen.
Well, it's especially this window now. So we're February 17th, and the Phillies don't start officially till the 27th. Yeah, we'll watch spring training and all that. But there's this. This is the time period where if you're going to get anybody who's on the fence, it's now to sort of lean in and watch it. If they continue seeing, now the Sixers are 20-34 for people who haven't been paying attention. They've lost 7 of their last 8. If it continues to look like this and he's constantly missing time, I'm sorry. People are not going to jump in. They're just not.
No.
Why should they?
Because he could drop 70.
I guess. I guess, Al.
And that's why you watch sports, because it doesn't make, a lot of times it doesn't make any sense. But that's why when people say, well, you're a bad person, you're rooting against the team getting in or something. Well, sometimes you think it's the only way things are really going to change.
Do you, is there a run in the Flyers, or is this kind of what it is?
No, I don't think there is. I mean, I would hope. I mean, I get paid by the game. I'd love them to get a run getting the playoffs, but I don't think there's too many teams in front of them.
Yeah, I don't think they're a playoff team either. Let's go to Kevin in Germantown. Kevin, you're on with Al and Rob.
Hey, what's going on? Let's get to the impeachment of all people. And, you know, I have quite a bit of them over the years. My number one impeachment, and I love him to death and miss him, and, you know, he passed on. Had to be Reggie White taking that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs.
Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Free agency and bringing Keith Jackson with him to the Packers to win the Super Bowl there.
Wait, you want to impeach Reggie White?
And yeah, I love Reggie White to death.
Kevin, what?
I would be just because
why?
He took the free agent.
Norman Braman wasn't going to pay him.
I know he wasn't going to pay him, but
what did you want him to do?
To leave for, you know, he would have paid him $3 million, but to leave for $4 million to go to
Kevin, you're way off base on this one. He wasn't going to get paid here.
He would have got paid something good, and it would have been
something good. He was the best player in football. He
considerably enough to live.
You should impeach Norman Braman, not Reggie White.
Nah, I think Reggie White, because he also took Keith Jackson, a tight end, with him. It was Superman for a tight end with Green Bay. That's how they won it.
You're wrong. You're wrong on this one, brother.
I love, you know, and you get to other things, you know, and then impeachment. But that's my football. Harold Katz getting rid of Moses.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, I'll buy
Charles.
That
one. I can't take that. What about now, though, thou?
Yeah, I mean, but here's the thing, too, Kevin. Keith Jackson went to the Dolphins first. Before
what
he went to the
Packers.
What are
we talking about? We didn't impeach people that are there.
Why am I engaging in this? You're impeaching Reggie White? Norman Braman was a penny-pinching cheapskate who wouldn't pay anybody. Look at the guys who left. I remember this. Reggie White left. Seth Joyner left. Eric Allen left. Keith Jackson left. Keith Byers left. We could go on and on and on. If you're impeaching, impeach that guy.
Jack ass.
I didn't think I was going to get cranked up today. I just blew a vein in my forehead.
We're talking about now. We're not talking about taking people out their graves.
We talk about practice? What are we talking about?
Impeaching
people. Reggie White, rest in peace. I will not have him impeached.
I can't deal with this. I'm done.
On my watch.
I'm out.
Yeah, Al's so disgusted he's leaving.
I'm leaving. I'm done.
It's incredible.
I'm done.
That one call just sent Al into his car.
You're on your own.
All right, Al, it's been fun.
No worries.
All right, I will see you soon, my friend. When are you back on?
I'm Sunday. Sunday? Yeah, Sunday.
You're asking me.
It's February still. Sunday.
It is still February.
TK10.
Yes, you're in with TK.
That ought to be something. I have to teach him another couple of things.
That ought to be something, as you were going to say.
Is it really only you for the last segment?
It is.
Yeah. Oh, really? Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't tell me this.
I got to go. No, I got...
Al's got things.
I got my arm to get fixed again.
All right. See Al. Good job.
Hurts of the gun. On first down, he goes to Barkley. He breaks a tackle. He's on his way.
Uh-oh.
Here he goes. He's at the 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Saquon Barkley, 78 yards. That'll lock it up.
Boy, he is a special football player.
What a beautiful setting, too. So, put it away. Come on.
Just like you did in your youth.
That's correct. I was dangerous. Any kind of bad conditions, I fed off of that stuff, Francisco.
Yeah, you fed off of it like disrespect.
They knew. They knew. Look, man, I was at Jordan.
Did you play football?
Chips on my shoulder. I played. I played in grade school.
Right, just like Tom Kelly.
Correct.
All-American, TK is an All-American linebacker. You were an All-American running back.
I was a running back. I was a running back and defensive back back in the day.
So you were like, what's his face, Desmond Howard? No.
Very similar. He was a receiver. But
who was the guy that won the Heisman? Woodson?
Oh, Charles Woodson.
Yeah, that was you.
Although he was a defensive back and a wide receiver. But
that's
all right. Yeah. I get
one
your
one.
Point. We were all in the same athletic
category. You guys.
Category. Yep. Correct. All right. Whatever we're trying to say right now. Our Twitter poll question of the day. It was sponsored by PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing that others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. All right, so the question at 94 WIP Midday Show is where you can vote at WIP Midday Show. You can only re-sign one. And your choices were Milton Williams, and they still are, and we'll keep this up till tomorrow, but Milton Williams, Mekhi Becton, Zach Bond, and Josh Sweat, and this baby was Zach Bond in a landslide, 86.9%. The next closest was Milton Williams at 5.5, Mekhi Becton 4.4, and then Josh Sweat at 3.1. I actually think that's how it's going to break down. Like, I think it's going to be Bond, in terms of them prioritizing, I think it's going to be Bond, Williams, Becton and Sweat's a toss-up. I believe that they think Becton's going to get a lot of money in the open market. They'll slide Tyler Steen in there with those other with the other three offensive linemen and Jeff Stoutland. He'll be okay. Clearly, at defensive end, Jalix Hunt came on. The question is, will Brandon Graham be back? We know Nolan Smith really came on. And can they resurrect Bryce Huff? Million-dollar question. You know, and as far as anybody else goes, I think Milton Williams being back in that rotation at the defensive tackle spot is really important, and it goes without saying how critical it is to have Zach Bond back. So I think that's the order. They're going to have to figure that part of it out. There's some others as well, Slay and some others. I wonder, at Slay's age, is he going to get some kind of monster number out there? I think he wants, he's made it clear he wants to play one more year. He's really liked it here. But to me, I think you could probably get him back at a pretty solid number, but you know, it's going to be interesting to see the way that shakes itself out. 215-592-9494 is how you hop aboard. Nice thing about today is not only are we still reveling in what the Eagles were able to do with baseball starting and then the Matt Gelb story and the Athletic about the approach being out today. We have, you know, baseball's kind of reemerged here with the Team USA and Canada game Saturday. It kind of ignited people and their enjoyment of that format and that that matchup. And it, we could potentially be looking at Canada and USA on Thursday for all the marbles, which would be awesome. You know, and certainly the Sixers at the All-Star break. Like I said, I didn't watch a minute of the NBA action over the weekend, whether that was the three-point, the dunk, the All-Star game. I just could not in the least bit get interested in it.
You mean you weren't excited about two-time, you know, well, three-peat.
But the Clunger. The Clunger's a three-time
champion. The only Sixers guy to do it. Come on.
Kind of.
If you look at his name, the winners, it says Sixers and Sixers. You weren't excited.
Listen, Mac McClung can jump out of the building. Yes. I'm taking nothing away from him. But when a G League player, a borderline NBA player, is the three-time champ, that's a problem.
Yeah. You see his career earnings versus...
Everything's from the dunk, right?
Yeah.
He's made way
like three
more.
Three times more.
I mean, God bless him. He's making a living.
Yep.
But, oh, man. All right. So there's that. Couple things from a Phillies perspective. I just saw our own Devin Caney, who's down there, tweet this out. So let me update you on a couple things that are happening down there in Clearwater. Bryce Harper and Aaron Nola were not at the first full squad workout due to food poisoning, according to Rob Thompson. Trey Turner is late on a personal matter. He's expected to be in Clearwater tomorrow. All right. So the big question is, with some of those veteran guys, whether that's Trey Turner, whether that's Bryce Harper, Castellanos, Schwarber, Realmuto, etc., we know who we're talking about here. Will those guys be willing and able to adapt for an entire season to an approach where you're taking more pitches, where you're using the opposite field more, where you're making more contact? Jury's out, because they emphasized it last year. It was there to an extent early, and as the season went on, it started to dissipate. But I think we all know from watching this team, the odds are if they're not willing to adapt, that they're going to run into the same trouble that they ran into last year. Let's go back to the phones. Go to Pete in Maryland. He wants to talk some Phils. What's up, Pete? Pete, you all right there, man?
Yeah, sorry.
That's okay.
I didn't realize you were talking to me.
That's all right.
But anyway, want to talk about the Phillies batting.
You got it.
The reason what they need to do is keep their feet on the ground instead of this high-stepping thing they want to do. Because the baseball swing is a rotational thing where you're going to need two anchors.
Yeah, I mean, there's the guy who's got the guy who's got the really exaggerated leg kick is Realmuto. And when his timing gets off, it can look really, really bad.
Well, Bryce Harper does it too, a lot.
Yeah, he'll change it up, though. I mean, he's also a guy who can hit when he doesn't move his, you know, he keeps close stance and just swings. He can adapt. I don't know that Real Muto can. Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, hold on.
All right, Pete. Bye, Pete. All right, so, yeah, I mean, I don't know if that's going to change necessarily. I've never been in love with the high leg tap. Some guys make it work for themselves a lot. But if you think about this team, the ironic part is the guy who it seemed like was on the hot seat to be moved, Bohm, is the guy who probably would fit what they want to do really more than anybody else in their regulars. I mean, he uses all fields. He's a guy who at least previously was not bad hitting with two strikes. He's a line drive hitter.
Drove in runs.
He drove in 97 off the top of my head, whatever
it was. Yeah, missed some time, so could add 100, but still.
So, you know, he is back. It's a really big season for him, and it's a really big season offensively for Bryson Stott. And those guys need to be better. Now, it was more Bohm down the stretch, and I think after he got hit on the hand, affected him. It came out later that Stott had an elbow issue, and that was affecting him offensively. We'll see. Time will tell. But it's going to be a question of these older guys and how much they're going to be willing to buy in. And, you know, we talked a lot about what Nick Sirianni did with the Eagles and Vic Fangio and the buy-in. Are you a believer, Francisco, that the older cats here are going to buy into this
No.
for a full season?
No. I mean, we saw how they were, you know, post NLDS letdown. They're just like, ah, we thought we were going to flip a switch. It's just baseball. I still think that's their mindset. Like, these guys are all getting, you know, 30 mil a year, Trey, Bryce. And I don't think Bryce is really a problem, but I don't know. Maybe Bryce is a part of like the whole like culture there.
Has to be.
Yeah, I hate to say it because we all love Bryce. I mean, we know how clutch Bryce can be, but it's a problem, man.
Here's what I mean with Bryce. And now Bryce is a guy who will use the other field too, but I think he's got to be the leader here and emphasize and echo and parrot what the organization is saying. Like, hey, man, we need buy-in from everybody here. Like, he needs to be the leader as far as this goes because what he says goes and holds a lot of weight, as it should. If he doesn't buy into it, JT's not going to buy into it if Bryce isn't doing it, nor is, you know, Castellanos or whomever. They're not going to buy into it if Harper's not doing it.
But I also wonder because, like, he's good friends with Trey, he's good friends with JT. I wonder if he's, almost not as, like, I wonder if he's, like, softer towards them. Maybe not.
You're not going to get on them, but
you know what I mean.
Well, I don't know that I need him like calling guys out publicly. I'm just saying behind closed doors.
I even think behind closed doors, though. I mean, I don't know. I'm not sure how
but I don't think it has to be a finger point. I think it just has to be, hey guys, let's all
Let's go. Like,
yeah, let's all get in.
This is our window. Like, let's go win.
And I would hope that they see this. Like, it doesn't work the way we're doing it, and you got to change things up. They're at that point now. This is a really critical mass kind of situation. Let's go to Tommy in Horsham. Tom, you're on 94 WIP.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Can you hear me?
What's
all
up,
right?
Tom? Gotcha, man.
All righty. So I want to, and I know the Eagles just won the Super Bowl, but I got to talk a little Sixers, and I want to say that as terribly disastrous as this season is, the future is not as grim because of a few reasons. First of all, Tyrese still very young, not yet in his prime. And this year, I know nobody's watching, but his defensive jump has been like unbelievable, which is making me excited that you can win with a smart bit. Two, Jared McCain is going to be back next year, he's just awesome. Can't really go too much into that. He's great. And then if we keep this top six pick, this draft class is stacked. Anywhere you land in there, you're getting a stud who's under a good contract for the future. And I would say trade Paul George in the offseason. Contrary to popular belief, you can still get something from him and get off that contract. And honestly, you can ride out Embiid's contract with how much money's in the NBA salary cap. You can ride it out, do a soft rebuild where you're still good when Embiid's all right, but you got all these young guys that can keep it going. Justin Edwards, don't even get me started on him. He's going to be awesome. He's the next Paul George.
All right. So the next Paul George. All right. So there's a lot there. I agree with you with Maxey. His defensive buy-in has been much better. The problem you have with Maxey and McCain is a size issue, right? And you're going to have to figure out how you're going to do that, which, and I like McCain a lot, but that's an issue.
Remember when the Cavaliers, sorry to interrupt you, but do you remember when the Cavaliers had to trade one of Garland and Sexton? They had a similar issue?
Yeah.
I'll wrap up my call.
But Tom, hold on. What you gave me is like best case scenario there is. I think George is going to be tough to move, but we'll see. I hope you're right. That would help things a lot for sure. Getting that pick is huge, but I think they're going to be just good enough to sneak into the play-in game, which is the worst thing that could possibly happen, and that ain't going to help them. And
that would be terrible.
And yeah, and that's an issue. They do look like they have a couple of young guys, Justin Edwards being one of them. You know, I think they made some nice moves to get Grimes in here. You know, Butler, we'll see with those guys. But and Yabusele, if you can bring him back, would be huge. There's a pathway for them to get it right, but there are a lot of things that have to go the right way for that to happen.
Right, which generally does not happen. It's hard,
but I appreciate your optimism for sure.
Yep, and I'll do the side topic. The person I'll impeach, Josh Harris. I hate him. Gotta get impeached. Oh my gosh, he's gotta go.
Yeah, there's. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it. There's been a lot of Sixer impeachment today. A lot. Like I said earlier, I feel bad for Sixers fans. I feel bad for people who love the team, the people who went through the process and all that. With the way this has played out, it's really hard for me to go into the second half. And like I said, I do think they will surpass Chicago. And they'll end up like the 10, which is the worst thing that could possibly happen. But it feels like that. Unless they shut down and beat. Now, will they? I don't know. It's really up in the air right now. But if they get in, they're not going to get that you know, lottery pick, which it is a deeper draft for sure. And weird stuff has happened, even if you don't have the best odds. We know that. So that could be really, really big in terms of a rebuild. But just so many different things, man. And Embiid, the injuries, and Embiid's attitude, George, the way that he's played in particular on the offensive end, has just been awful. You know, and they're just not a good team. They're not. I watch every game just because, you know, I'm a nut. But this is a 10-17 team at home and a 10-17 team on the road. It's a bad team. They're bad. There's no, you know, and the thought process is, well, Embiid's knee is going to get better. And come on, how can anybody really buy that? I know the Sixers have to throw that out there, you know, especially to the national people. But then I'm watching the game the other night, and Lisa Salter's reports from ESPN that, you know, it's very likely that Embiid needs another surgery on the knee that would keep him out for an extended period of time. Like, really? Because the Sixers are telling us he doesn't need another surgery. It's just a matter of, you know, managing this thing. And they believe it'll get to the point where he doesn't have to be shut down for extended periods of time. So, you know, how am I supposed to take anything that they say seriously? This whole half a season has been ramp up, the knee ramp up. Like any of us bought that to begin with. It's just unbelievable.
We need a WNBA team in here to root for.
Well, I think with the new arena, they're going to get it.
I know.
Yeah. So I think you are going to get that very soon, in fact. So, yeah, I mean, my thought process is with the as miserable as it's been for the Sixers, with the Flyers, it's a sort of a different outlook because you know what it is. However, they're not going to be a playoff team. We are looking at a weird month, and then it is going to be all in on the Phillies. And there is going to be a very, very bright light shining on the Phillies. And it's one of those seasons for them. It's going to be one of those really critical seasons considering. But all that said with the Phillies, and you know, we could debate the approach all we want, they have a really good starting rotation. They have a very accomplished team that's gotten there, gotten to the playoffs at least, the last 3 years.
But then look at the Dodgers.
No, I know. I hear
no,
you.
I agree with you. I'm just saying.
No, I agree with you. But I think you should have a team that is incredibly motivated with the way that season ended against the Mets. It should drive you. Like, if this team isn't on sort of an Eagles type of focus, mission, then there really is a problem.
Well, you saw Castellanos said they're kind of flying under the radar a little bit. Well, I hope that all I'm saying is I hope that that says something to him. Like,
yeah,
you know,
I do too. And they're all getting to the point where if it doesn't happen this year, it's definitely not going to happen together. It's not, because you're going to see them moving on. Like, Schwarber has been pretty open that he wants a new contract. They haven't given him a new contract. JT's on the last year of his deal. If JT's offense continues the way it started going at the end of last year, especially, you know, he's either not going to be back or he's going to be back at a way cheaper number. So there's a lot of different things you look at. I still do worry a little bit about the back end of the bullpen. That's an area I think they could have addressed a little bit differently, a little bit better. But if some of these guys that are coming off injuries from their previous teams get back to that form, then the back end could be nasty. They could have some really good pitching. They could. But do they have enough offense? Will they have enough offense in a big spot? Let's get we got Jerry. We got Jerry, Truckhorn Jerry. What's happening, Jerry?
What's up, bro? First
Jerry.
Time I talk to you since we won the Super Bowl, I believe.
How you doing, my man?
Well, you know, I'm going to be home by tomorrow, and I'll be home until next start out on Monday, so I'm going to be making my rounds. I'll be up at Chickie's on Friday for the afternoon show to holler at them boys.
Beautiful.
And I tell you, Rob, I'll do my impeachment guy first before I forget.
Okay.
And that's Tyrone Walker. Impeach his ass.
Good one.
I can't believe
it took this long to get Tyrone Walker.
Get him out of here, bro. I'm tired of listening to all he's doing now. Just get him out of here and get something else.
He's somehow still here. Ugh. Yeah.
I just can't believe it, Rob.
I got you.
My next point is, the best part, I was telling Franny there, the best part about the NBA All-Star game, you know, the only reason I watch it because I have nothing else to do. I'm laying around all day.
I understand. Yeah.
But listen, at halftime, they pulled a random kid out of the stand, some kid, I don't know, he might have been 15 or 16, and they had... Well, I forget who the guy was that was shooting against them. They were shooting from the logo on the court. And the boy had to make one shot before, what's his name, made three. And at the very end, before they went, the boy hit his shot.
Oh, nice.
And he won $100,000.
Oh, that's cool. That's fun. That's a good idea.
That was the best thing I saw because the games themselves... the games themselves, they played... Basically, they should have just had shooting threes and dunks because that's basically what it was, running up and down the court. They only played to 40. It wasn't that great. And Kevin Hart was funny as could be, and the only other best thing was Too Short sang Blow the Whistle at halftime.
There you go. You're a big Too Short guy, aren't you, Jerry?
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm not that tall myself, so... You know what I'm saying? So let's
yeah,
go easy out with this, Rob. Blow the whistle.
There it is.
Blow the whistle. Go Birds, baby. Go Birds.
All right, Jerry. There it is. You see Jerry getting down to this in the rig? Yeah. Maybe I'll change this to my open music. No, maybe I won't. No, maybe.
Imagine that.
Let's not get that crazy.
By the way, did you hear the way Jerry said logo? It was the most Delco logo.
Logo. Hoagie. You had a half of
I had a hoagie from Al left me.
Al took care of you. Yeah, I got it.
From logo.
Hoagie. Yeah, it's beautiful, man. All right, so a couple things here to keep your eye on. One, Canada's rolling right now, so it looks like it's going to be Canada-USA on Thursday. That's going to be really cool. That game's being played in Boston, so that the place is going to be absolutely bonkers. You got, after that, the Flyers coming back from this little hiatus, and then the Sixers starting up. But really, I think a lot of the focus is going to be on the Phillies, and it's amazing how quickly, like, we have games this weekend. Games this weekend. I love it. That is pure joy for me that the Phillies are getting, that are this close, that they're in camp, and we're going to start this season off. And it's going to be a really fascinating study now, case study, with this story coming out by Matt Gelb from The Athletic about the approach offensively. And you know we're all going to be keeping our eye on it right away, man, and seeing how some of these veteran guys respond to that. That's for sure. All right. It's been a lot of fun today. Want to thank Francisco Rojas. Appreciate it, my man. Good job out of my guy, Lewis.
Thanks. Yeah, about to say.
Observing.
He is. He's just observing. He's just watching. This is his first training session.
When is the first time in the helm for Lewis? When are we taking the training wheels off? We don't know yet.
Yeah, he's still getting put through the fire. Fair enough. He earns it, he'll be there.
He's got to earn it. I like it. All right. So thanks to Al who was hanging out. I'll be back with you guys on Saturday, usual time 10 to 1 with Mike Sielski, and then I'll be back with you guys on Sunday as well.
You don't just live in your home; you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.